me. You got me through those tough times, CLP. Rocky Horror Picture Show we had in there. Sweet Transvestite from the soundtrack record. The Pretenders we had, and we talked about Mystery Achievement. There's a segment we do here. It's called Rise from the Basement, because it's no lie, in the basement we're miles apart. No surprise, going to rise from the basement. And what it is, it's home record. It's any style, any genre. It just has to be recorded at your where you live, you know. And that's not like people home record us. That's what it means. So I've been doing this for a long time. This is some time ago, I got this response from a Craigslist advert. And it was a band or whatever. Sincerely Dead was the name of the band. And I started corresponding with the front man or whoever. Well, it turned out that it was all, he was just a solo. He did everything. And he sent me this music, and it's still up there in Bandcamp. So this guy, he had, you know, he was struggling, you know, and then ended up taking his life. But he left I don't know, it's almost a masterpiece. It's crazy. It's 7 tracks, 27 minutes. This is Sincerely Dead, and the album is Cloven. Now, if you want to look into it, I can't remember the guy's name, but check this out. So let me get that to do that. And we're touching this. It's accepting the request.
Full of sand. from inside of me. Is fire, then I'm drowning in an ocean, and my insides are hungry for the winter air. And I don't need this dream to keep on living. I am the water in a tide of blood. I am directionless, but I will carry on. But keep your heart, cause I don't have your love. Thank you. older than the boy I was, not the man I used to be. Lay me out, I'm in my Sunday best. Why don't you take your bow and say a prayer when you put my memory to rest? Talk on the phone. We could be alright. You got a hell of a
the face and I'm good in a fight. We could hit the road with your old guitar. We can switch to robbing banks if they hate our song. A fucking hard rock song. Stayed up all night. I'll be on the rooftop when the sun comes in the morning. From your blowjob, cigarette smoking, baby mine, baby mine. We could be forever, but it'll be a hell of a waste of your time. Wishes on the tails of satellites. You're a little sore now where your bones are broke. A little crazy cause your mama did lots of coke. Black boots in the summer dust. Everybody goes to heaven but the people like us. Cause there's gotta be a way out of here. Burn down this town by the end of the year.
And that's Sincerely Dead, Cloven. So if you dig that, and I'm sorry, because I panicked and we skipped a song there. There was only six songs. But if you dig this, that's Sincerely Dead, and Cloven's the record. And it's on, you can get a much better download on Bandcamp, I guess this is. What else is going on? All right, Makeout Room is cranking. I've got this queued up. This is Phil Lesh died. Hey, fucking great life, man. I don't know, in his 80s. And no complaints, man. We're going to play a Dead song.
See me now. basement. I was laying in my bed and dying. Anyone know from sin and jail? Say the weather down here so fine. Just then the wind came squalling through the door, but just wanna have a little peace to die, and a friend or two I love at hand. One more day, I find myself alive. Tomorrow, maybe go beneath the ground. Thank you.
happened? Oh, sorry, you haven't heard. We are the children of the new world. If you're quiet, you can watch if you like.
Through hell, but now you're up on your feet again. A token smile lasts for a while, but then you're back on your knees. Give you high praises, so much that you drown. So fake like you really want me, and follow me down. It's getting worse, just like a curse that will last through the end of time. I think you're right, there's something wrong. So get on. Praises so much that you drown. So fake like you really want me, and follow me down, and follow me down, and follow me down.
That's been a really good Halloween thing, you know. If you guys can put headphones on too, listen. We got Claudine and Loafer coming in. They're here. I knew they would be here. Let me tell you about what we played. Let's see, I'm gonna turn something on. Let me get these things going here. There's that, and then all those.
You should have brought my theremin.
Yeah.
Of all the days.
How you doing?
Hey, Bugal Sean. How you doing? I'm doing pretty good. Having a good one, man.
That's excellent. Good's always good. You know, it is. It's unfallible, man.
We'll see how I am in a week from tonight, you know?
Let me tell you about the records that I played.
Tell me all about them. I just got here.
I did some... I did some Working Man's Dead, the Grateful Dead, you know, and Phil Lesh died, so I did
I heard about, they had a memorial down the street from where I live.
I missed that. I did a song from Pulp. You ever heard of this band?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Pulp did from This Is Hardcore. I did some song off that. You'd have to do your homework on that one.
Google it.
I can't do everything. And we had Frank Zappa from the Hot Rats record. We did Peaches and Regalia.
I've heard of that one.
And then we also did Edgar Winter Group, Frankenstein, because I had a play.
I knew we were going to have, just I knew it was this Halloween. I just knew we were going to do some overlap. I've got a couple Frankenstein songs, and that's one of them. We're not going like full-on Halloween with ours, but there's some spookiness. There's some spookiness for sure.
What else? How are you guys doing? You missed last week, right? Is that true?
Well, we went to go see Kid Congo Powers and took the night off to go see it. We bought tickets down the Kilowatt, and we'd seen him a year back with our friend Lee. And we went down there, and my tummy hurt so bad I had to leave early. I left halfway through the second band. So, I mean, yeah, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And I had to leave. I wasn't feeling... I was really lightheaded and nauseous, and I'd gone a little hard the night before with some drinking for a friend of mine's going away party. Yeah. But
the opening band was called Wife, though. We liked them a lot.
Their Wife was good, yeah.
I'll be with you all.
There was some other band from Denver. Yeah. I didn't care.
White, what now?
Wife.
Yeah. Wife. There was an opening band called Wife.
I believe they were
called Wife.
And they were, and they were great.
Alternative Tentacles, so like Jello approved, Jello Biafra approved. All female punk rock awesomeness. It was really good.
With my love beside you, you won't be lonely.
I'm still talking with that.
She look at me like that.
So, you guys ever get into Dark Shadows? It's a little past your time, but for me, it was just like Dark Shadows. I was that age, man. It was on like after school. It was weird. Just you come home and it would be like it was like a vampire soap opera.
I don't know this.
Yeah, I never watched it, but I've seen it. I'm aware of what it is.
Yeah, I don't know how it would hold
just
up.
Just my ignorance of music.
it would be like, I'm sure it's just like, but I saw the record and I had to buy it. Cause, especially the opening theme. But yeah, this is Barnabas Collins.
Barnabas. You dropped an octave when you said that. It's one of those names that's worthy of that.
Sometimes I have the pipes.
Have you ever heard of Billy Childish? From the Headcoats?
No, I don't know, but I don't know. I've heard the name, but not.
I dived into a biography of him. He's been in like on a dozen bands. Poet, novelist, painter. Released over close to between 150 and 200 albums. Nobody even knows for sure how many albums this guy's released.
No one knows.
Not even him. I don't know. And really prolific, awesome, real garagey, kind of like he was.
Did they print all these things up?
Or the label in the 90s. He was like putting out like 3 7 inches a month and an album every 2 months with one of his dozen bands.
You gotta get into that 7-inch thing.
Yeah,
is that still around?
Yeah, it is. It just as big as ever, really. Maybe not as big as like the 50s or something, but a lot of bands put out little limited edition 7-inches. But he's, reading this biography, I just got like very inspired. I'm doing kind of like, because he does so many different bands.
Right.
I decided to do kind of like a little cross section, a little core sample of what he offers. He's got a real like, he started off in the punk rock days, but he went for like the mod 60s kind of like everybody in matching suits kind of thing. And kind of had a little more style.
I kind of have a soft spot in my hand, in my heart for that one.
Yeah. But he's got a real garagey DIY approach to everything. And, when you're at work tomorrow or whatever, listen to the podcast. I think you're gonna like some.
I listen to your podcast. I do.
I think you're gonna like some Billy Childish.
You ever listen to Bug House Square?
Of course.
Have you played that bass at all?
I have.
So what's the?
I'm getting used to the difference between noiseless pickups and regular pickups.
Is this thing on?
I didn't realize how much I was playing was considered noise. It plays really good with a pick.
Oh, that's what I sound like.
It's a lot more easy to engage with a pick. I'm trying to get more when I play with my hand. But the big news is I'm getting one of my old banjos. This guy, Bruce Hallman, makes these one-of-a-kind banjos. Made out of a frying pan, part of a rice cooker, part of an old 50s hubcap, and a neck he lathed himself. And it got damaged a while back, but I got in touch with him.
They don't like to fall.
Oh, bye.
There's no room for anger. They're all very small.
Oh, bye.
Painting our faces and dressing in thoughts from the skies. But they think that we're holding a secretive ball. Won't someone invite them? They're just taller children. That's all. After all, man is an obstacle, sad as the clown. Some people are marching together, and some on their own, quite alone. The birds are running, the smaller ones fall, but the sun is silent. They're just older children. and I'm sorry I called, but the thought just occurred, we're nobody's children. Do what you will.
All I
forget all I've said. Please spare me.